The Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
We welcome you back to the Coach's Conversation this morning. Time to talk Wolverine football. Stanton Stevens joins us here today. And, Coach, congratulations. Opening season win. There's no better way to start the season than with a win, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And we are really thankful that we were able to come out of that on top.
Well, not just on top. It was a blanking of Antioch, 31-0. And it's always nice to beat Antioch.
Well, it's nice to win.
Well, that's true, too.
But it's nice to win. And, you know, Antioch played us tough. And, you know, I think they were a little bit surprised that we caught them off guard with some things. And, you know, I thought that our kids just played really hard, and we were able to come up with a good win, a very good win.
For a non-district game, this has become a big rivalry between the two. The two schools are very close together.
Yes, they are. Very close and similar student populations. And if you look at the teams, we're similar as far as the makeup of our kids. You know, we could switch the jerseys, and you would never really know which team was which.
Yeah. What kind of crowd did you have last night?
We had a really good crowd, a crowd that was into it, that was really enthusiastic. We had a great pep rally. And we've got such tremendous support this year. It seems like everybody's jumping on the bandwagon. We've got a lot of teachers in the building that are really supporting us. The student body really supporting us. We asked them to wear blue and white to school. And I'm pretty sure outside of maybe 200 or 300 kids, and we've got about 2,000 at Laverne, they all had some kind of representation of blue and white on there. And the prep rally was really loud. Like I said, the whole climate, the atmosphere at Laverne High School is starting to turn. And, of course, you just give all the credit to Coach Ash and what him and his administrators are doing. And I told our players that we got to hold up our end of the bargain. We're getting this support. Let's show that it's warranted.
Well, you know, there's a lot to be said about that and how sport can really change the attitude of an entire student body, and I think you're seeing the fruits of that labor now.
It can, and I think that is one of the reasons Rutherford County Schools in general is such a good system, because you have so many good athletic programs, and because football is the first major program to get started in the school year, if you've got good football teams in your county, you've probably got good schools in your county, and that's obvious here in Rutherford County, you know. And so those things just kind of build on themselves, and, you know, with our administrative support, Coach Ash and his team, if I can keep my team moving in the right direction and getting better each week, we can continue this positive role.
I think it's interesting that you mentioned that. You have a different perspective than I do and John, and maybe some of the other coaches, because Rutherford County is the place that they've been. Maybe they grew up in the system here. But you coming from a couple of different systems, I mean, you have been a couple of different places. You find Rutherford County very unique, very a very good school system, and I think that says a lot coming from you, who has got some experience.
I've seen some pretty good school systems.
Yes, you have.
I've been involved in them, and I can tell you Rutherford County is right up there with them. You don't succeed by happenstance. You just don't get lucky and trip and fall into this much success. Maybe a little bit of success will happen to you like that along the way, but here the success is pretty consistent, and that just lets me know, and that's one of the reasons why I wanted to come down here. It's consistent for a reason, because the people at the top of the system, from Superintendent Gill all the way down, they're consistent, and the expectations of what they want are well explained and they're obvious. So I like a place where I know where I stand, and you know, at Laverne High School, Coach Ash definitely lets us know where we stand. And so with that being said, it's easy for me to do my job.
Talking to Stanton Stevens this morning. He is a winner, his team a winner over Antioch, 31-0 last night. Kind of got it started off pretty quick. Opening drive, score on the end.
Well, actually, we didn't.
You did not?
No. We drove it down in there into the red zone. I was disappointed that we didn't score. My special teams coach, Jonathan Forrest, was pushing me to kick a field goal, and I said, we're scoring a touchdown before we kick any field goals. You know, but he was probably right. We should have kicked a field goal. But we drove it down really well the first two times we had the ball. We moved it well. But we didn't score. And that's why I was saying Antioch's defense stiffened when they had to. They didn't play bad. We just were able to make a couple of plays when probably there shouldn't have been one. We picked up a fumble and ran it back for the first touchdown.
Is that right?
Yes. And then we got the two-point conversion because the snap was bad. So we had to – that wasn't planned either. So we got that and got up 8-0. Then we came back and got another touchdown after that.
And you improvised.
Yes. And our defense, that's a testament to Coach Bledsoe and the strides he's made from last year to this year. I think our kids hear him a lot better. I think they understand what he's asking them to do a lot better. But, that's a week-to-week thing. We may go next week to Wilson Central, and our kids – look like deer in headlights. They may not adjust to that offense very well. I hope they do. But it's a week-to-week thing with us right now, and we have to get a little better each week. Our kids have to be a little more disciplined each week. We have to eliminate putting ourselves in bad positions offensively. And defensively, we have to do what we did Friday night, which is pitch shutouts.
Well, every coach likes a shutout, don't you?
Absolutely. And I told Coach, I guess getting late in the game, sometimes you sub down. I said, we'll sub in on offense. You make sure we keep this shutout tonight.
Yeah. That does a lot for morale for a team, too, whether it be offensive or defensive, to hold the team, your opponent scoreless.
Yes,
really is something you can build on.
Well, one of our philosophies this year, and me and Coach Bledsoe talked about it, we've got to shorten games. He needed us to do a better job of taking more time off the clock and giving his guys more rest on the defensive side by getting first downs, grinding it out, and then flipping the field with a punt, pinning our opponent deep, allowing him to do more things defensively. It's one of those old school type philosophies, but it's very sound. And it even works today. If you have a good running attack and you have a good punt game and your defense is solid, then you can, by driving, getting the first down, punting, stopping them on defense, doing it again and again, you can slowly start to work your way into a scoring position. And now I just have to listen to my special teams coordinator and kick a field goal the next time we get in close.
Well, he may take that too far. He may want you to kick every time.
Don't worry. I'm never going to let him take it too far. He already knows that. But he was right. We do need to take opportunities. We're inside the 15, whatever. We can kick field goals from there. I have confidence that my guys can do that. Last night I was wanting to, sometimes you get to want to prove a particular point as a coach. I wanted us to score a touchdown.
Dustin Bills had threw touchdown, ran for one too, I think, did he not?
He did, threw for one. I think our first score, the fumble return, and then our second score was to our big playmaking receiver, Mike Steele. Dustin to Mike. Mike made a move and then broke a tackle and finished it off. And then Dustin came back and we ran a little drag route in the end zone, and the receiver ran into the referee as he was coming across. He ran to the umpire, knocked him off his route, and Dustin standing there looking, and he just made a play, scrambled, dove out, knocked the pylon down with the football, and they gave us a touchdown.
Well, that's two plays there where you've got to make a split-second decision. And I think that's lost on a lot of people, especially in the stands, for us as broadcasters,
right,
too. You've got to have a lot of football knowledge, and you've got to make a split-second decision at quarterback. When that ball's in your hands, there's a lot that goes on and has to be processed.
I'll say this. Dustin Bills, if you were to look at him and say, all right, let's take him over here to this combine and see how he throws and how he runs and how he does this, you can't really get a measure of what kind of football player he is. But if you put a helmet and some shoulder pads on him and say, play in a football game and we're going to evaluate you, he'll come out of that evaluation looking good every time. And he's our starting quarterback because we think he has the ability to make plays, and he has a winner's mentality. And we'll win more games with that kid than not. He's just that kind of kid.
Had a lot of your Wolverines to see some action last night, too, I would imagine. You said you did sub on offense some, so you got to see some new kids.
Well, we subbed on. We played a lot of kids. We've probably got about 30 kids that played, and it was from the beginning to the end. Mm-hmm. Because we're not very deep, we have to do a good job of subbing in and rotating guys in. So, you know, off the top of my head, I got to say we played at least 30 people. Probably before we even hit the fourth quarter, we had already probably first half just because of our rotation. So now after that, you know, we drop off like everybody else. You know, we're not, and probably more, I'd say that more, you know, you've got some of the better established programs. Their weight programs have been in place for a number of years, so their kids have benefited from that. You know, we're not going to be as deep as an Oakland or a Blackman or a Riverdale, where they may play 50 kids on a night like that. Ours is about 30, where we can still look like we're doing things correctly.
Well, Rome wasn't built in a day, was it?
No, sir.
It takes a long time to put some meat on those bones.
It does. Some things only can happen over time, and, you know, we just have to put our time in and do what we can do until our time comes.
A week zero win is awfully nice to get as you go into the next week. You play two non-district games before you jump into the district. You mentioned Oakland. That's in a couple of weeks. Next week you've got a road trip to Wilson Central. Things kind of change here. It's a non-district game, but it's on the road. I guess the first time you get to take these kids on the road to see them play.
Yeah, and, you know, I'd play no district games if I could, but I don't think they'll let
they won't
me.
Let you do that.
They won't let me do that. So I'm gonna have to eventually play somebody in Rutherford County, you know. But I'll say this, watching the film on Wilson Central a little bit, I was watching last night and this morning, they get to the ball in a hurry, and they got a lot of kids that get there. And, you know, they very easily could have won that game last night against Gallatin. I see our offense potentially having some problems moving the football consistently. And I also see us on the defensive side having they've got a legend in Wes Elrod running the offense over there for them. And Dedman is pretty good on the defensive side. They've got two good coordinators. And we've got our work cut out for us this week.
Wilson Central has been one of those programs that has had a lot of success. Of late, they've kind of struggled a little bit. What I remember about Wilson Central is it's kind of a small, quaint place to play.
Right. On film, it looked really nice.
Yeah, and, it looks nice. It is nice.
Yeah, last year I drove by it every weekend.
I bet you did, didn't you?
So I got to see it a lot, not always look. And I said, man, that's a nice-looking school over there, nice facilities as you drive by. That's one of those places where if you're a football fan and you're driving by on a Friday night, it's easy to pull over and say, I'm going to go watch this game, see what it's like.
Yeah. Well, it was a nice win. I'm glad you got in the win column last night. And that first one sometimes is the hardest one to get. And to get that in the opening week and first time under the lights, all that kind of stuff said, it's a nice win. And I think it's one where you'll be able to look back on this and see this is another one of those foundation building blocks.
Absolutely. You know, and we're really thankful and feel blessed that we had the chance and the opportunity and our kids played the way they should have for us to win. But we don't want this to be the last one.
Sure.
We need to win more games this season. We were 2-8 last year, and we need to win more than two football games, and for a lot of different reasons. But we're moving in the right direction, and that was a foundation building block to come out and win the way we did. It does give our kids some confidence going into next week against Wilson Central.
Starting off the season 2-0 following a 2-8 season would be a great start, and I hope that's what happens next Saturday morning when we're talking to you. We'll be talking about that.
All right. Hope so. We'll see.
All right, Coach. Thank you. Appreciate it. Yes, sir. That's Stanton Stevens joining us here at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant for the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Coach's Corner. And we have got a few things to wrap up here before we get you to Cougar Corner, which is coming up next. Want to run down that scoreboard for you. It was Blackman defeating Independence 14-9. As we said, Laverne over Antioch 31-0. Arlington in our broadcast game over, or rather, Oakland beating Arlington 27-17. Riverdale defeated Brighton 49-6. It was Siegel holding on to beat the Rebels of Franklin. Big win for Coach Greg Wyatt and the Siegel Stars, 35-30. In overtime, BGA defeated Smyrna 29-26. And in single A, it took two overtimes for Eagleville to defeat Westmoreland 28-27 and Nashville Christian over Middle Tennessee Christian School 38-7. A couple of Tennessee orthopedic highlights this morning. Travion Willis from Oakland High School last night in the game that we broadcast had 140 yards, two touchdowns for the Oakland Patriots, and we want to highlight him this morning for his efforts. And also Dylan Woodruff, he had two touchdowns last night, ran for a third versus Brighton in the Riverdale victory. There were many other stars across the county, and I'm just glad that we had a lot of good things to report this morning. That's a Tennessee Orthopedic highlight. Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, the official team physician of all Rutherford County athletes. We help you heal online at toa.com.